From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor-trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among leaders attending the World Summit held to discuss Europe's worst migration crisis since World War II. The horrible discovery is a warning to Europe to come to grips with the migrant crisis, said Ms. Merkel. This is a warning to work to resolve this problem and show solidarity. Serbia and Macedonia have become major transit countries for tens of thousands of migrants trying to reach the EU in recent months. The Chinese stock market surged Thursday, ending days of massive losses as the Beijing government intervened to shore up prices. Shanghai's key index jumped 5.3%, its biggest one-day gain in 8 weeks. The gains, all recorded in the last 45 minutes of trading, helped investors recover some of the 23% of losses sustained over the last 5 days. After staying out of the market earlier this week as it plunged, the government resumed its stock purchases. It apparently was an effort to stabilize the market. Other markets are also closed higher Thursday, with European indexes advancing in afternoon trading. The Dow Jones Industrials, which had suffered double-digit declines over the previous 5 sessions, soared 619 points Wednesday. This is VOA News. In advance of the International Day of the Disappeared, which is on August 30th, the International Committee of the Red Cross is appealing to governments and civil society to document the fate and whereabouts of people who have gone missing in conflicts and other disasters, thereby alleviating the suffering of thousands of families living in a state of limbo. Lisa Schlein reports.
A Latin American non-governmental organization created the International Day of the Disappeared in Costa Rica in 1981. The aim was to draw attention to the fate of individuals imprisoned under horrible conditions in places unknown to their families. The ICRC is tackling the issue of disappearances in dozens of countries around the world, including major hotspots in the Middle East and Africa. It is working to trace those who have gone missing. It documents information for present and future use. It offers a variety of support to the families of the missing, ranging from economic security programs and livelihoods to legal advice. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Islamic State suicide car bomber has driven into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing 2 senior military commanders, according to Iraqi officials. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province, where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling the extremists for months. Major General Abdul Rahman Abu Ragif, deputy commander of Anbar operations, and Brigadier General Safin Abdul Magud, head of the 10th Army Division, were among those killed, according to a military statement. An unknown number of others also were reported to be killed in the attack. The man alleged to have shot to death 2 U.S. television journalists during a live broadcast Wednesday sent a 23-page manifesto to a national news network in which he called himself a human powder keg. Vester Flanagan, a former employee of the Virginia television station WDBJ, where the slain man and woman worked, shot himself when confronted by police. He died several hours later at a local hospital. WDBJ aired remembrances of the victims in its first morning broadcast since the shooting on Thursday. The station's website also displayed a large black banner memorializing the victims, 24-year-old reporter Allison Parker and 27-year-old cameraman Adam Ward. President Barack Obama will visit New Orleans Thursday to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina, as the city approaches the 10th anniversary of the storm that took 1,800 lives. Obama is expected to speak Thursday afternoon about the city's recovery from massive floods and its potential for future growth. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.